Shalom, shalom, shalom. We now go to look at the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter, it has got only 3 chapters, but we are going to have 6 sessions. Because as we agreed, we do not do many verses every day, so that people and even busy people can get an opportunity to study the Bible only for 12, 10, sometimes 8 verses, which is good to go. And in the book of 2 Peter, we are still looking at this great theme. 2 Peter was written by Peter, Apostle Peter, and it was written after the first Peter. First Peter was about the minority church going through persecution, pressure from inside. And so they were tackling with what I normally call sheep among the wolves syndrome. So how does the sheep among the wolf overcome and live victoriously? I think that's what Peter was addressing in First Peter. Second Peter will be addressing another major and more terrible issue of the sheep. The sheep that is among the wolves comes to a time when the wolves put on the sheep's clothing. When the wolves camouflage and become like the sheep. You know, the first time Jesus had told the disciples, the sheep among the wolves, to camouflage and become like the world, like a snake, to become like a snake, to have the wisdom of the snake, to camouflage and be like them so that they are not identified quickly, so that the church is not identified quickly among the nations. Now, the nations or the unbelievers now are the one camouflaging and becoming like the church. And they are like wolves among the sheep, or they are wolves in sheep's clothing. That's what the Second Peter is addressing. How do you deal with a wolf that wears like a sheep? This is about false teaching. And so here, Second Peter was written to minority believers from the non-Jewish background, that's all of us, among the majority Roman unbelievers or non-believers who are going through severe perversion. That's wrong teaching. To counter the choice of the church following Jesus Christ, Peter encouraged the church or the follow-up to mature up in their response to the false teaching. Let me say this. We do not have two options when it comes to false teachings, when it comes to counterfeits, when it comes to fake information, fake services, fake products. There's only one way to counter it, and that is to get information, to get knowledge. For example, when the church is being swayed away because it doesn't understand the misinformation, how else would you help the church? It can only grow up. You tell it to grow up. In fact, one word, grow up. And this is what now we want to deal with. Grow up. Grow up in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grow up. Second Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. Apparently, Peter has been putting his the objective of writing towards the end of his writing. 2 Peter 3 and verse 18 says, rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You must, let me say it again. The purpose of the book of Peter is you must grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the solution to those people who go through the perversion and the false teaching is only one way: grow up, both in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what Peter is telling us. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, the early church victoriously overcame persecution, but was defeated through perversion and false teaching. The Bible also calls it the East of the Pharisees, the East of the Sadducees, the East of the Herodians. But today we want to focus on 1 Peter 1 to 10, 2 Peter chapter 1, 1 to 10, and we want to focus on understanding the foundation of our faith in God through Jesus Christ. Now, when you talk about this growth, let's look at the foundation of this growth through the spoken word and through the written word. So when we say that we are growing in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, it comes, or we also growing in the grace of God, it comes in two ways. The foundation is the word. What kind of the word? We are growing in the grace and we are growing in the word of God. What kind of the grace? We go through the spoken word. When we talk about the spoken word, the word we use is rhema word. A rhema word is the revealed word. A rhema word is the word that has been spoken, that has been fulfilled. Then the second part of the word is the written prophetic word. So we see the danger of not growing in the grace of God here. And we're also going to see the benefit of growing in his grace and how to grow in faith of our Lord Jesus Christ by his grace. So we grow in the grace and we grow through the grace. So let's continue to see how we can understand more about the author and the people who are to receive in this letter. We want to list those qualities of the people who are to receive this letter. Will have appreciated the truth about the kingdom currency called faith. You will discover that when we grow in the grace of God, when we grow in the word of God, either rhema or logos, written or spoken or prophetic, what we finally be will be a people of faith. We'll be a people full of faith, because faith comes through the word, hearing of the word. And that's what we call is the currency. We want to transact here on the earth. Well, the minority believers can only transact through the currency of faith. And we are going to see how we can make that add value to that currency. How our faith currency can grow, and what we need to add so that we can be able to be effective, effectively living, and we overcome all those dangers of what we go through. So we list how the currency of faith help the foreign believers to transact in five divine blessings. Yeah, in the heavenly realms, and how to use them for our calling and our erections here on earth. So let's just kindly look at a few things from 1 Peter, so that we, 2 Peter in chapter 1. Peter writes this letter is from Simon Peter, a slave, an apostle of Jesus Christ. He calls himself a slave and also an apostle of Jesus Christ. He says, I'm writing to you who share the same precious faith we have. So who is he writing to? Peter says, he's writing to those who have got the same precious faith. So he acknowledged that the people he is writing to are the people with the faith of God, or the faith in God, and the faith we also share. I'm writing to you. This faith was given to you because of the justice and fairness of Jesus Christ, our God and our Savior. So Peter acknowledges that we have been given the grace. We have received the grace. So he is writing to people who have been given the grace. Why? They receive the grace because of the justice and the fairness of Jesus Christ. Very good information. Then he says, may God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Peter comes now and tie up the message of grace, the one we began in the chapter, in verse Peter, and said, may God give you more and more grace and peace. Now he adds peace also. He says peace comes through and also faith. So he says, may God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge. So grace and peace help us to grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we say the solution to overcome perversion, or to defeat fake information, fake apostles, fake teachers, is onefold. And what is that? Growth. Growing. By his divine power, we grow in faith. God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. What a great information. That God, by his divine power, he has given us everything we need for living a godly life. So if you don't live a godly life, it's not because of God's shortcoming. It is our shortcoming. He says already by his divine power, he has already given us everything we need for living a godly life. How? We have received all of this by coming to know him. So we have received everything we need just because of knowing Jesus. So the more we know Jesus, the more everything to live a holy life, a godly life comes. So we have received all this by the coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. So you see, Peter also talks about we have been called to himself. That's another calling. We have been called to Christ Jesus. When we come to know Jesus Christ, because we have been called, is a time that we are able to tap all grace, all the things that we need living a godly life. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable us to share in his divine nature and escape world corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, because of what God has called us to have and to become, in view of that, grow up. Grow up. We can only receive what God has released when we grow up. So he says, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Let's make a response. Supplement your faith with a genuine provisions of moral excellence. and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. So these are part of the seven virtues that we are supposed to add to our faith so that we can respond to God's promises. And the last one is love. The more you grow like this, because it's about growth, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted or blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their old sins. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Do these things and you will never fail away. Then God will give you a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we are so grateful for the provision that you've given us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ so that we can be able to overcome all the perversion and all the false teaching, even through the grace and even through the faith and even through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We worship you and we honor you. Enable us to respond to your promises so that we can have all that which you've given us for godly living in Jesus' name.